Hello everyone, good morning to you. Right behind me is Amoy Hawker Center. And right now here is 17th of April 9:16. I'm doing my morning walk in the city area. And today content will be focusing on mainly shop houses, properties, condo to HDB flats. Oh, here, I'm going to turn around my camera as I do my walking tour. I hope you enjoy it after my earlier video on Tanjong Pagar. Okay, so you can see right behind me is Amoy Hawker Center. Okay, Amoy Street Food Center, sorry. Okay, so this is Telok Ayer Street. And this is the cliff. Okay, can we see or not? This one is a 99 years. This whole condo, I think, is around 20 plus years. Oh, so come, let me show you around. So these are a lot of shop houses here. Very interesting shop houses. Okay, so for the cliff, I think recently there was some newspaper article that mentioned that there's a lot of unprofitable transactions for this development. Mainly it's one and two bedrooms units. Initially when the starting launch price, I think close to 15, 16 years ago, back then the average selling price was around 1,007 to 1,008 per square feet for the city area 99 years leasehold condominium. I mean, this is pretty high in my opinion. That's why to date, a lot of the owners here are losing money. In fact, you can see from the statistics that I share above, I think 60% are profitable and another 40 plus percent are non-profitable. So this also means one thing. The entry price that you enter is also very important. Okay, so much about the cliff cup. Let's us take a look at all the conservation shop house. Now I'm along Amoy Street. Okay, this is Amoy Street. So you can see some of these conservation shop houses. In fact, this place, there used to be a lot of clans. A lot of these are, we call it, Hui Guan. So previously, I would say in the early 1800 to 1900, there used to be a lot of, very nice cafe. Okay. There used to be a lot of these Chinese merchant that set up their shops. So the bottom level are usually the Tiam Tao lah. The upper story will usually be the, what they call the living quarters. Okay. So over here, you have this very beautiful mosque. Okay, come. Let's take a look. Habra Mosque. Okay. Historical mosque, national monument, began in 1827. Wow. Serve the Indian Muslim worshippers. Okay. So this is a very interesting place. In fact, I love to visit mosque, if you ask me. Okay. So it's a very nice place. So you can see a lot of these mosques are being conserved. Okay, you can see they are being conserved based on its architecture elements. Okay. So where am I? Okay, back in the 1800s to 1900s, a lot of these shop houses are being used by Chinese merchants to run their businesses. Okay, living quarters on the upper floor and shop space on the lower floor. They are doing a lot of tradings. But over the years, I mean, things have changed drastically. Nowadays, you see a lot of cafe, restaurants, you know, boutiques, hotels in this area. Okay, so you can see, let me share with you. Okay, you can see what Asia Industry Development Private Limited. Okay, so this is the current situation in Amoy Street. Okay, we're going to visit a temple. This is also a conserved temple which I always come to visit, and it's opposite this Singapore Hokkien Hui Guan. Oh, Singapore Fujian Hui Guan. Okay, come. Let me bring you inside this temple. I think if I'm not wrong, it's called Tian Fu Gong. Come. I think it's closed. Not open yet. Cannot take camera. So no filming lah, Okay lah, let's respect lah. Okay. So you can see. This is one of the very iconic temple. It's very popular with tourists. Here, having said that, I think our temple can be further improved, like those we find in China. You can see a lot of these are conserved shop house. A lot of the frontage and facade, you have to maintain it under UIA guideline. You cannot suka demolish it. There's a lot of criteria you need to observe. where some of them you can build a further extension of 5-story or 3-story extension right at the back. So here, there's also another, what is this called? I have to say the correct name. Nagodanga. Oh. So this shrine was built by the Chulian community of Southern India between 1820 and 1830. Oh, I visited it before. There's a very nice Indian Muslim Heritage Center. You can visit it. Oh, in fact, I visited it twice before. Oh, so today, how much are this shophouse selling for? Easily for the popular area, easily 15, 20, 25, 30 million and so on. Oh, but you ask me about 10 years ago or 15 years ago, they usually cost about $5 to $6 million only. So I would say that prices has spiked significantly over the years. Whether is it a good thing? I mean, obviously it's not a good thing. But for the owner here, it's definitely a plus point because they are able to sell for a good profit margin. Okay, come. Let me show you around. By the way, I used to work in Shenton Way before, DBS Tower 1 and Tower 2 right behind. I used to manage this building. But no longer. Okay, wow, there's some very nice cafe here. Okay. So, I mean, if you are free, you can drop by to take a look. Wow, plain vanilla. Wow. So you can see there's a medical store here. Wow, 旧式的. Oh, medical store. So they are still running their business, which is good. It brings a kind of flavor and charm to this area. Okay. So there's also some tailor shop. Okay, this is a tailor shop. Okay. So let me continue my walk. There's a lot of restaurant, F&B restaurant, Korean one. What is this? We are close. Wow, this is a nice cafe. Yeah. Oh, it's sell glass, sell don't know what liquor, wine. $14 to $18. So, 老街巴古爹. So today you ask me what is my objective for coming to the CBD. Okay, I mean a few things just to showcase you what am I doing in the morning sometimes. That's why I can see that I have a lot of B-rolls or stock footage on properties. By the way, this is Capital Green. You can make an appointment, go up to the very top. There's a very nice rooftop garden, but you need to register beforehand. And there's a link, I will leave it down in the description below. You cannot suka-suka go up. You can go up, but then you will have to go all the way to the restaurant and pay and buy a drink there. Otherwise, if you want the free access, you need to book in advance. Remember, you need to book in advance. Cannot suka-suka go up. Okay, so much about Amoy Street. Let me bring you to the other side of the freehold condo. Okay, right behind me, LC. I think this is one of the very few freehold condo in this area. If I'm not wrong, today the per square feet should be around 2,500 per square feet. Oh, sorry, I can't remember the name of this development. I will leave the details in the description here. So right now, opposite is China Square, owned by Far East and I think Prudential, Great Eastern, sorry. I think they have already did some remaking to this area. Now it's called 18 Cross Street. Okay, so you can see this is Club Street. Okay, let me turn towards Club Street. Club Street is also a very happening place. Okay, this is one place that I do not know a lot of people queue up to eat ice cream. You can see, let me see what they are doing. This is a bakery. They do some baker. Okay, so you can see there are people having meals here. Some very nice. But it's very hot. Okay, Germania Lane. Similarly, there are a lot of shop houses here. Second story, third story. I mean, there's a lot of different kind of era. They are built probably different era. And today they are not cheap. Prices has gone up significantly. So if you own one of these shop houses previously, I would say today you big what or super what. That's why it's called Club Street. But is it a happening place to go clubbing here? I seriously doubt so. Because for one very simple reason. I mean, nowadays, if you notice, not many people go clubbing. Or maybe my age, people stop going clubbing. Last time, we still have Zouk, Fire, Madam Wong. But nowadays, I don't think we have all this. Maybe we have Marquee at MBS, which I went last year with my company. That was a good event. Thank you to PropNets for organizing that. I don't mind paying again. So I would say that this place will be more happening in the night. Muhammad Ali Lane, so you can see. So last time I believe that this street, there's a lot of this kind of Indian merchant here. So let me bring you inside. So there's another development here. It's called Emerald Garden. Okay, so you can see this is a freehold development, one of the very few here. So if you have plans to buy a condominium to invest in the CBD area, I would highly strongly suggest that you get something that is freehold. Okay, so this is the Emerald Garden. Get something freehold, I would say that, because you stand out. If you are buying something of 99 years leasehold, I think there could be some headwind here. So you can see all the conservation shophouse. There's a lot of renovation going on, if you can see. A lot of renovation. As I mentioned in my earlier video, who are the buyers in this area, I would say that as what is published on government statistics, most of them are Singaporean. There's also a small proportion are foreigners. But having said that, most of them use company and buy. Club Street. 客内街是吗? 我不知道啦. So you can see all these are conservation shop house. Two-story. Downstairs is the shop. Some of them are still very original. Then upstairs, you can this louvre window. Some of the facade you need to maintain. And this one higher. So you can see there's a big difference between three-story and two-story. Most of these shop house, they sell mainly based on its land area. Not its strata area. Although if you have a bigger strata area, then I would say that the price will be higher. So this is called Knox. I heard this is the Dine in the Dark restaurant. And over here, there's a very nice restaurant. I think this restaurant has been here for quite some time already. I passed by a few times. I think it's open on the weekend. It's quite nice. I think it should be Italian or I don't really know. For those that are familiar, maybe you can let me know. French restaurant. Sorry, 不好意思. There's a French restaurant. I didn't know. Very nice. Okay, the staff is opening. Okay. So come, let me share a few more. And there's also this very interesting. Shop house, you can see. Third story. If you own one of these, I can share with you. Some of them have a mixed zoning. That's been the first floor is a commercial zoning. Upper floor is a residential zoning. If you want to convert it into office use, you need to apply temporarily change of use through URA and pay a fees. Over here, I think it's full commercial, if I'm not wrong. Some of them are freehold. Some of them are 999 years. And some of them are 999 years. Well, not bad. You ask me what Alan know a lot of things. Okay lah, because 我做功课了，对不对？ So these are some of the haircut. Go up to cut hair. Okay. So this is Ang Siang Hill. Okay, there's one restaurant here, cafe up there. 哇，两个情侣在爬坡，不要拍他们啦。 Okay, 不好意思啦。 I went to that cafe before, Ang Siang Hill Park. Okay, so you can see. So there's a lot of renovation, a lot of them changed to boutique hotel or co-living space. Okay. So today is a Friday morning, not too crowded. Okay, if I come on a Saturday morning or weekend, it'll be a lot. There'll be more people. Let me bring you to Chinatown side. 去唐人街就要讲中文了，所以有些人讲说我的英文不怎么好。对啦，坦白讲我的英文不是说很好啦，我欧水准还是 BSLE 还拿不 几分而已，但是我的中文还不错的。来了唐人街，让我用中文来跟你们介绍唐人街。等一下我的好朋友要请我来吃这个餐馆吃饭，不算好朋友啦，我认识了很多年的一个女性朋友。等一下请我来吃饭，因为她换工作了。 OK， 我们现在在 牛车水 Temple Street， 那边有个印度庙，我经常去的，还有 BBQ Box， 不错的，我吃了几次，都是烧烤啦。 中国料理。其实在唐人街或者是牛车水这几年改变了很多，其实改变了许多，非常多。因为这几年很多引进这种尤其是中国来的餐馆，其实中国的饮食方面其实还蛮不错的，其实我蛮享受的。所以我知道受到很多批评啦，新加坡太多中国餐馆。但是话又说回来，许多新加坡人每年都去中国旅游，包括我在内。你看我2024年都去了广州，我都不想回来了，坦白讲。吃广州菜，吃广东菜，还不错。我吃最好的咕噜肉其实是在广州，不是在马来西亚，也不在新加坡了，是在广州。我给你看我的照片啊，我吃最好吃的咕噜肉，而且这个餐馆不是那种五星四星的，是在一个邻里的一个 shopping center 吃的。OK， 然后这边有一个 pure pandan 啊，你们可以试试看呐。价钱方面我也不想讲多了，因为租金问题。然后来了到了唐人街，看到那库里吗 ？OK， 然后这边有个可乐。在这个 Kampong Glam 也是有。Sorry 啊，这个是 Singapore favorite pastry。Souvenir 新加坡时报，然后变了很多餐馆，你看全部都是中国料理。我觉得只有一个文东记，文东记这个是新加坡的餐馆啊，全部都改变了很许多。然后还一间这个小的，礼拜六礼拜来这边哇吃小龙虾，其实小龙虾蛮不错的，蛮喜欢吃的。我在深圳去年吃到非常的便宜，新加坡非常贵。但是话又说回来，我倒觉得这里失去了一个我们新加坡的一个历史，失去了它的一个怎么讲说一个风味了，一个味道。全部都是改变了，你看全部吃烧烤。所以如果我是一个旅客，我来这里新加坡干嘛全部吃烧烤的？只有格林尼。这个应该是 franchise 吧，Starbucks， 星巴克，所以有时候我觉得蛮遗憾的，新加坡一个所谓的一个美食天堂，但是我觉得20年前啊，是啦，今天可惜的不是了，其实美食天堂是在这里，我坦白跟你讲 ，Smith Street， Hawker Center。反正我来这边了，我带你们去上去楼上看吧，看看风景。OK， 这个是 Smith Street 的一个政府局，